On CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel, his articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the March 12th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California, broadcasting once again today and tomorrow from Scottsdale, Arizona. And then I'll announce where I'll be next, because I've got some time to meet with you in the upcoming weeks ahead. Well, what is going on here as we begin a new week in the market? Doesn't look bad to me. I'm seeing green on my screen after Friday's huge day in the market. Today we've got the Dow up 52 points. That puts us at 25,388. Now, we haven't quite made up all of that loss that we had in February, but we're certainly working in that direction. The S&P 500, meanwhile, is up 6.7 points to 2,793. The NASDAQ, however, hello, and I talked about this in my newsletter on Friday, erupted to a new all-time high. Did you miss that one? On Friday, and it's up another 34 points today. The NASDAQ is now at 7,594, and I've never been able to say that before, because that is a new all-time high after Friday's massive breakout. In fact, the title of the newsletter over the weekend was "The NASDAQ Erupts," and it did. Crude oil's down 52 cents to $61.52. Gold is down $5.80 to $13.18. Bond market quiet this morning, but it's certainly been noisy this year. The 10-year yield currently sits at 2.89%. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in Carlsbad, California. But we are broadcasting once again today in the shadows of Pinnacle Peak off in the distance. Quite a magnificent landmark. I feel like I'm in a Western movie here in Scottsdale. I'm just waiting for John Wayne to park his horse next to my car. Well, anyways, we've got the market starting off at least in the green this week after one huge day on Friday. Did anybody notice the NASDAQ on Friday? Raise your hand. In fact, all week, the NASDAQ was putting in late-inning rallies and really stealing the show. The FANG stocks, which pretty much are immune from tariff talk, that could have been one reason. I still say that the best growth in the market, the best sector for growth in the market, the so-called FANG and other stocks in that technology sector, that's still where we're finding the biggest growth stocks and the most reasonable PEG ratios in many instances. So that's another reason that they continue to shine. But the NASDAQ just absolutely erupted last Friday to a new all-time high, exploded to the upside, carried my accounts to new highs for the year, and assets under management here at Gunderson Capital exploded to new all-time highs on Friday, and all was good. It was, what, a 400-point day for the Dow, and for the week last week, we had a pretty good week. And really, the biggest driver on Friday, the jobs report. And I would say, secondly, it was the watered-down tariffs that were eventually put on aluminum and steel imports. In fact, you can see the reaction in the steel stocks. They were actually down last week. They wanted tough tariffs. Instead, they got kind of wishy-washy tariffs, kind of aimed at certain countries to get them to the negotiation table. And the steel stocks have actually sold off since those tariffs were announced. But we start the week after a Friday's huge jobs report. 311,000 jobs created. We were only expecting 220. Hey, pretty soon, he won't be able to hire anybody. Everybody will be employed in the U.S. That's a good thing. Could put upwards pressure on wages. Could put upwards pressure on the Fed. Could put upward pressure on interest rates. And for that reason, I continue to avoid the bond market, which I have since July of 2016, right about the time the bond market, the REIT market, and the utilities market all peaked because they're interest rate sensitive. And I wrote an article in Seeking Alpha. I wrote several articles in Seeking Alpha. You can go to Seeking Alpha and look up the articles I've written. I think there's 250 there. I have been a prolific writer in the past, and you can look at the record that I have produced and those stocks that I have written about and those calls that I've made on the market. But I called the top in the stock in the bond market back in July of 2016. Guess what? That was the top. And I haven't owned any bond holdings, and I would continue to not have any bond holdings, which flies in the face of modern portfolio theory, I know. But I am not an advocate of modern portfolio theory. I believe in being more tactical and being in the best indexes, the best asset classes now, not just the best stocks now. And the bond market bonds are definitely not. They've got headwinds, big, big headwinds, while stocks continue to have tailwinds behind them. We just got our monetary policy upgraded with some fiscal policy. And now as monetary policy tightens, we got a big jolt in the arm from fiscal policy this year with the tax cuts. And I'll talk about what that has done to the earnings estimates of the S&P 500 stocks this year, the S&P 500 stocks next year. Now therein lies the very best indicator for the stock market. Stocks follow earnings. Bonds follow interest rates. It's pretty simple. On Friday, we celebrated the 9th anniversary of this current bull market. I, in my newsletter, said a new bull market has been born back on March 27th of 2009. I am also one of those hybrid, rare breed kind of cats that does not believe in being fully invested at all times in the market in stocks and bonds. There's cycles. Having said that, I have been fully invested in the stock market. Oh, I took a little bit of cautionary stance along the way, but I've been invested in the market for the last 9 years. And at some point in time, there will be another recession in the U.S. There will be another earnings recession in the S&P 500. It's out there somewhere. And that's why I always keep my eye in the rearview mirror. But in the meantime, while there's no cops and no radar on the highway, let's continue to move at 85 miles per hour towards our retirement destination. And let's make as much hay as we can while the sun is shining. Not only is it important to be in the right asset classes at the right time, but it's also important to be in the right sectors of the market. You know, this is a time in the market that's quite different from the last several years. We now have an accelerating economy. We now have a tight jobs picture. We now have just a whiff of inflation in the air, and we have a rising interest rate environment. We also have a pro-business, pro-growth administration. To me, that tells me that I need to invest in growth stocks, and I need to be in areas of the market that benefit from this current environment. For instance, the financials do quite well in a rising interest rate environment. Commodities do quite well in a tight, in an inflationary environment. And the technology stocks continue to roar ahead with the pro-growth policies that are in place right now. Now, once we've got the asset classes figured out, once we've got the sectors figured out as best we can, then we look within those sectors. Where are the best financials? I had several break out to new all-time highs on Friday. I sent out live trading alerts on many of them. I had several technology stocks breaking out to new all-time highs. A lot of the retailers with consumer confidence and employment running at all-time highs, the consumer continues to be buoyant. And a lot of the retail stocks are hitting new highs. So it's a good time in the market right now. We're off to a good start this week. Are you in the right areas in the market? Or are you carrying around an anchor of a 70% exposure to the bond market in this current environment? Well, I'm not. I have no exposure to the bond market. I don't have any inverse hedges in place. It's full speed ahead, pedal to the metal. When we come back, there's news of the day. I want to take a look and kind of sum up this first quarter of earnings that is now in the books. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We are over here in Scottsdale for today and tomorrow, and we're headed back east. We'll talk about that in a minute because I'm going to have some time to meet with people down in Sarasota while we are back in that neck of the woods. We watched probably our last baseball game of spring training on Saturday. It rained. Who would have expected that? But the Padres and the Chicago, the mighty Chicago White Sox. No, it was the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians. They are pretty mighty, to tell you the truth. And we watched them play the Padres. We finally had to leave after about the fifth or sixth inning. It was raining, cold, and windy. Go figure, in the Valley of the Sun. But we've had a good time over here, our annual spring training trip. Lots of baseball, MLB Network, all the games pretty much at your leisure. Baseball players in the restaurants around town. And up close and personal, we went to the batting practice, the fielding practice of the Padres early Saturday morning. Man, you're up close and personal. Those guys are walking right by you. Get as many autographs as you want. It's just, you know, every kid's dream to be over here at spring training on those field of dreams where hundreds and hundreds of players vie for that opening day roster. And is the stock market any different? Aren't we looking for those stocks, the very best ones, to fill our rosters, whether we're a growth investor, whether we're growth and income investors, whatever the case may be, we're looking for the best of the best. Well, Friday marked the 9-year anniversary of the current bull market for U.S. stocks. That's now 108 months without posting a decline of 20% or more, which would mark the retreat into bear territory. Now, we've had some 10% retreats, maybe a 15% retreat along the way. Last year, the worst retreat was 3%. Are you kidding me? And so far this year, we've had a 10% retreat. And every single time that the market has zigged a little bit, I went to work every weekend on my newsletter, which I send out. It's very comprehensive. I get more out of the newsletter than anybody because it forces me to look at all the different aspects of the market, all the different conditions in the world, from the German Bund to the rate of inflation here in America. They all are intertwined. And every time there's been something thrown at the market, fiery darts, I've come away after my research, after my careful analysis, after my careful consideration and said, you know what? This is still a bull market. We had that retreat in February of this year, which scared a lot of people because they had gotten pretty complacent. Remember that anti-VIX ETF that blew up? That shows you how complacent we were, expecting no volatility, cleaning up on inverse VIX. I wasn't, but others were, until it blew up, when all of a sudden volatility came back into the picture in the big way. But anyways, every time I've held your hand through all of this, and I said, calm down, take a couple of aspirin, get a good night's sleep, drink plenty of liquids, and stay in stocks. And I am not a permabull. I have my eyes in the rearview mirror, but for 9 years now, almost nine, my bull call on the market will turn 9 in a couple of weeks here. And there will be a time when stocks will get skittish, when the economy will start to falter, when earnings will start to falter, when this current growth cycle in the economy will have peaked. And then it's time to either look for companies that will do good in that environment, if there are any. Usually a bear market takes no prisoners. And we will also look for ways to hedge our portfolios, some inverse funds along the way. But for now, you know, it's still pedal to the metal, full speed ahead. Now, we are headed for the East Coast, the southeast portion of the United States, for the next several weeks. We will be in Sarasota March 27th through March 30th. And I will be available during those 4 days. I'm not going to have time to do a workshop this time around. But if you would like to meet with me in person in downtown Sarasota, you can make a reservation to meet with me. I know a lot of people have been asking me, when are you coming back to Sarasota? I want to meet with you in person. March 27th through March 30th. We'll figure out a time that works best for you where I can sit down with you one-on-one and discuss your needs and my methodology of portfolio management. So if you'd like to have an appointment with Bill Gunderson, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Write that down. I've got a limited amount. Last time we went to Sarasota, I didn't have a spare moment. I didn't even have time for lunch last time. I met with people nonstop, and I would expect that calendar to fill up pretty quickly again this time. But no workshop this time. We'll be there during the week, March 27th through March 30th. You can also go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, and you can go to the Contact Us page, and you can write me a little note, say, yeah, Bill, I'd like to meet with you while you're back here. Let's set up a time, a date, and a time. So that's March 27th through March 30th. We'll be coming back to Scottsdale the second week of April. We'll be here from April 9th to April 13th before we head back to Carlsbad. I will be available for appointments in Scottsdale, April 9th through April 13th. And we are planning to do a workshop in Scottsdale. Write this down. I've had a lot of people say, when are you going to do a workshop in Scottsdale? We hear you on Money Radio in Phoenix every morning at 9 a.m. You haven't done well. I was at Financial Fest several weeks ago speaking, but I'll do a dedicated workshop, just me there, Saturday, April 14th. Saturday, April 14th at 9 a.m. Location to be announced, but it will more than likely be in the Scottsdale area. Come on, there's no traffic on a Saturday morning. You can zip up here from Gilbert or Chandler or Mesa or wherever the case may be. If you'd like to meet with me in Scottsdale, that's the week of April 9th through 13th. Call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website, Contact Us page at Gunderson Capital Management, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. You know, that's one of the great things about this business. I love to meet people from all walks of life, and I have in my lifetime in this business over the last two decades. I really enjoy sitting down with people, talking, getting to know you a little bit. So Sarasota folks and Phoenix folks, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go onto the website, GundersonCapital.com. Now, when we come back, where are the hot spots in the market and how was this last earnings season? We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Well, here we are almost with one quarter of the year gone, 2018. Two more weeks, and we'll have the first quarter of 2018 in the books. Well, we now have the last quarter of 2017 in the books, and we'll get to that here in a moment. But as we sit here today, S&P 500, now this is as of Friday, is up 4% on the year, 4.2% on the year. If you've been on the other side of the market, if you've been a bear, you've been wrong basically for 9+ years now, 9 years and one day. The bears have been crushed. Had I made a bear call on the market back in March of 2009, that would not have been a good call. The bears have absolutely been crushed. And so far this year, just looking at SH, which is the inverse S&P 500, you'd be down 4.5% if you started the year in a grumpy, bearish mood. You've been wrong again. Now, you had some days in the sun. You had some excitement in February. But overall, you're wrong again. S&P up 4%. The S&P inverse, which is SH, and I do consider that an asset class. Is not an inverse on the market an asset class? Is it not a choice that we do have? There's plenty of people that I can name on CNBC and Fox that have been bearish for many years now. And they continue to have their disciples. They continue to have their followers. They continue to be the guru to many. And I've always said to choose your gurus wisely. Now, here's another good point about 2018 so far. We started this year with a forward PE on the S&P 500 of 18.4, which is highish. Very highish, but nowhere near to the 30 forward PE that we had back in the year 2000. Okay, 30 is a long ways from the 18.4 that we began the year with. But a couple of things have happened along the way. The earnings picture for the S&P 500 has improved dramatically. It went from good to gooder. From good to better, right? Why? Because many companies beat their earnings the first quarter of this year. I think it's 73% of the companies reporting beat their earnings. But more importantly, the earnings guidance going forward, because of the tax cuts, that impacts the bottom line of many companies. Well, we're paying less. Don't forget, earnings are after taxes. So the forward PE of the market has actually dropped this year from 18.4 to Friday's reading of 17. It's gone down. And it got down under 16, I want to say, for just a brief moment during the flash crash that we had in February. We actually had two flash crashes. We had one point where the market was down 1,500 points intraday. And at that point in time, the forward PE of the market got down around 16, maybe even a little under 16. And if you remember earlier this year, Warren Buffett commented that, I think this ratio on the market is sustainable given the low interest rates that we're at. Well, they got cheaper. The multiple got cheaper. And you saw Buffett go in and make a big buy here recently in Teva Pharmaceutical. Not my cup of tea. But he made the buy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2.5% for the year. How about that NASDAQ? Screaming now. 9.5% gain so far for the NASDAQ in 2018. Small caps are making some noise. I don't know if anybody's noticed that. Small caps have trailed the market for the last few years. It's been a big cap, large cap growth rally for the most part, leaving behind the small caps to eat the dust of the large caps. But I have noticed recently a perking up in the S&P 600 and the Russell 2000. I do own some small caps in my ultra growth portfolio, but the action has been and really continues to be in large cap growth. And every week in my newsletter, I talk about a basic allocation. If I was working at a company and had a 401k in this environment, here's what I would, how I would have that thing positioned. How much would I have in the bond market? How much would I have in emerging markets? How much would I have in small cap growth, mid cap growth, large cap growth, mid cap value? The 31 flavors of the 401k world. We have the S&P 600 now up 3.6% year to date and starting to make some noise. I think personally that maybe a rollback of Dodd-Frank might be beneficial to the small caps, greasing the skids. I know that Dodd-Frank was very tough on the small cap banks, for instance. In fact, it was a crushing blow on the small cap banks. Well, now the small caps are starting to come on, and I'm seeing a lot of the smaller banks really start to smile out there, and the charts are starting to smile. As far as the emerging markets go, that's still a good place to be. Look, the emerging markets were up 28% last year. I'm using Vanguard's World Stock Index as my, or Vanguard's Emerging Market Index as my benchmark here. Emerging markets up 28% last year, up 5.5% this year, and they continue to be a good place to be. Now, this is indicative of global growth. Europe lagging so far this year, up 0.5%. Could it be a taper tantrum? They are tapering in Europe. They're ceasing. They're rolling back their massive buybacks of the mostly bond market, bonds. And Europe is only up 0.5% so far this year. It was up 23.4% last year, however. As we look at the leading emerging market so far this year, Russia up 15.4%, Brazil up 13.7%, and Latin America in general up 12.2%. I do own a few, very few, Latin American stocks. Mercado Libre is my biggest holding in Latin America. Canada is down 5.5%. I don't think Trump likes Trudeau, that millennial running Canada. Legalizing pot for the whole country, you know. Well, they've had problems with lumber trade issues, now the steel trade issues, although it looks like Canada got carved out in all of this. Canada down 5.5%. As far as asset classes go, how was the bond market done year to date? Well, the long bond ETF, which is TLT, is down 7.1%. There goes modern portfolio theory right out the window, and I think it only gets worse for the bond market going forward. There's plenty of shops out there that will take care of you if you're a modern portfolio theory believer. It didn't work so good in 2008. And now it looks bound to really underperform going forward because it will be weighed down by the bond market in a rising interest rate environment. The 10-year ETF, the intermediate term bond, down 3.5% year to date. So if you've got a 50-50 bond stock portfolio, you're basically even on the year, maybe up just a little bit. In my opinion, you're dragging around an anchor for the next several years with those big bond exposures that asset allocation and modern portfolio theory recommend. The dollar's down 2% so far this year. Oil is up 3.3%. I continue to like commodity-related stocks, especially in my income portfolio for income, because they pay some pretty good dividends and they are in a favorable environment right now where there may be a little bit of inflation in the air and a falling dollar. The dollar has strengthened recently, but the commodity stocks, which would include a lot of the mining stocks, the BH Billitons of the world and the Vail and Rio and all the rest of them, they look pretty favorable to me, along with a lot of the big energy companies that pay big dividends. To me, That's a better choice than the treacherous bond market. So that's where we stand right now, year to date. And when we come back, I want to close. We've now had how many companies have reported earnings? I want to say 99% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings for the fourth quarter. How did the fourth quarter measure up? Good, bad, or ugly? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the
financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, Carlsbad, California. And as I said earlier, I will be in Sarasota the week of March 27th through 30th. And I will be available one-on-one appointments, appointment calendar. It'll fill up quickly. March 27th through 30th. What's that? 2 weeks from now. And we'll be in downtown Scottsdale. You can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, to request an appointment, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Then we'll be back in Scottsdale April 9th through the 13th. We'll also be available in those during those days to meet with people one-on-one. And I'm looking at a workshop in Scottsdale on Saturday, April 14th. Saturday, April 14th at 9 a.m., location to be announced. So you can also go to our website, say, I want to come to the Seattle or the Scottsdale workshop. We'll get our website updated here today with the times and everything so that you can sign up. You can call now at 855-611-BEST, or you can contact us through the website at GundersonCapital.com. So Sarasota, March 27th through March 30th, the week of. Scottsdale, the week of April 9th through 13th, with a workshop on Saturday morning, April 14th. All right, what else is going on? We just finished earnings season once again. Another one in the books. Oh, I'll tell you. It won't be long. It'll be another 2 weeks, and the books for the first quarter of 2018 will close, and we'll get ready and await the next earnings season. But we got through this one pretty well. 99% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported. 73% have now beat their earnings estimates, while 77% beat their sales estimates. That's a phenomenal number. So it's record number of companies beating their sales estimates. So that kind of defeats this whole, well, earnings have been engineered. That's why the market's been going up for the last 9 years. Companies buying back their shares, using debt to buy back their shares. You know what? Earnings are earnings. Earnings have been going higher for 9 years. The stock market has followed along. This is the best earnings season that I've seen in years. The current forward PE of the S&P goes to 17 this week. It got down to 16, 15.9 right in there during the big swoon. We began the year at 18.4. We've had a little contraction in the multiple due to a jolt in interest rates that we've had so far this year. One of the big drivers behind February's sell-off. And we've had a record number of S&P 500 companies giving positive earnings guidance going forward. In other words, guiding higher. That's why we've seen the forward PE come down. Because if you increase the E that you divide into the P, it makes PE. The E gets bigger, the PE goes down. It's all math. For this quarter that we're currently in and will finish in 2 weeks, we're looking for 17% growth in earnings versus last year. 17%. This quarter that we just tabulated, Earnings were up 14.8% versus the same comparable quarter last year. This is phenomenal earnings growth. Stocks, repeat after me, stocks follow earnings. Bonds follow interest rates. Now, for this quarter that will end in 2 weeks, again, we're looking for 17% growth in earnings, 7.2% growth in revenues. For the next quarter, and we won't even get into that, let's just take a look at this year, this current year, the 2018, we're looking for 18.4% earnings growth versus last year, 18.4% earnings growth. And I graph that every week. I show you where we've been with earnings. And you can go back. You can see 2006 earnings peaked for that current, for that cycle back then. And in 2007, earnings receded a little bit. That was the beginning of the end. When those earnings start to top out and recede, look out. There's a freight train coming around the track. After that slight drop in 2007, we had a huge drop in 08 and 09, finally bottoming in 09, earnings did, at $59 per share. And one of the things that made me make my new bull market has been born call on March 27, 2009 was all of a sudden I started to see earnings looking better and better and better. And they did go up in 2010. And they've been going up ever since. And now fuel was thrown on the fire. You know how you got those charcoal smoldering? Ready to throw that salmon fillet on the grill? And you squirt a little bit of lighter fluid on there just to get them charcoals nice and hot and glowing red? Well, that's what happened to the market. 2018, we're looking for 18% growth. Why? Because the earnings picture became better between growth, pro-growth policies and a tax cut, which drops to the bottom line of corporate America. Well, anyways, you can invest in the bond market if you want to. You can be short the market and be bearish the market and be a cynic on the market if you want to. You've been wrong for the last 9 years. The market has quadrupled with a Q. Quadrupled since that call I made back in March 27th of 2009. But you better stay tuned because this won't last forever. You got to make hay while the sun shines. You got to harvest the hay. You got to bundle the hay. You got to set it in the storage shed so you're prepared for a rainy day that will eventually come out there in the market at some point in time. That's why I continue to write the newsletter every week. I go through the earnings picture, right on down to the individual companies that make up the S&P 500. If you'd like to meet with me in Sarasota one-on-one, we'll be there that week of March. Let me get that date again one time here before we got to bid you adieu. Sarasota, March 27th through March 30th. Scottsdale, April 9th through 13th. Meet with you one-on-one, Bill Gunderson. And Saturday, April 14th for a workshop here in the Scottsdale area. This is Bill Gunderson. It's been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.